Oh, okay. Donald Trump is a dickweed.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we have an epic debate. This or that, which is better? What do you prefer? We answer it all for you today.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I am your host, Molly Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Nick Glover.
Hey, hey.
And Tim Wick.
Hello.
And today, we are going to have a this or that debate.
Yeah,
it's a debate. We're going to ask the tough questions about crazy things. And you know what? We may even get extra crazy and not have it be this or that. We may just ask you questions that test the boundaries of what you will accept in your life.
That stretch the limits of your imagination.
And your butthole.
Yeah, that makes your butthole decide on something and argue about it with your two co-hosts.
So instead of geeky boners, this is a butthole debate?
Kind of a butthole debate, yeah. I think it's a stretch your butthole
it's
debate.
It's a new theme.
Yeah. All right, so we each have come up with several of these wonderful questions and things. Nick, do you want to start us off with one of your questions?
Yeah.
All right,
let's hit us.
What makes a comic good? Is it the comic writer or the comic artist?
Ooh.
It's a tough call.
Who's more important to the work?
Boy, I think it would totally depend on which one of those two you asked, but...
To you, though. This is the...
These,
by the way, asterisks, these are personal opinions that are absolute fact. So yeah. you just take this to understand that. We are right, even when we disagree.
Right.
I'm going to say... Okay, so I'm going to say artist, because the art has only ever been something that has made me not enjoy the writing, whereas... I've never found a comic where the writing is bad, but the art is so good that I've kept reading. You know what I mean? Where the art is so good and the writing is so bad, I'll stop reading. But there are comics where the art I don't like enough that I won't want to read it. JRJR?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Romita Jr.
I don't like his sketchy... Liney, cross-hatchy style. Yeah. It's a real put-off for me, so...
I like his work on Kick-Ass. I fucking hate the way he draws Captain America or Iron Man or any of the Avengers. It looks awful.
Yeah.
It's a comic ruiner.
So I'm going to say the artist is more important, but that's mostly because I think that writing is easier.
Oh.
And maybe that's because I have the skill of being able to write stuff, whereas I cannot draw. So to me, I think the art is more important, because otherwise it's just a novel.
Okay, so these are supposed to be quick hit debates. I'm going to argue that the writing is more important because I have gotten into comics where I felt the art was kind of annoying and I didn't fucking like it. But if the story was good, then I kept going.
All right.
So
all right.
For me, and maybe that is, I mean, as a writer, that's something I get hooked into more.
Here's a side note. You can have a wordless comic, but you cannot have an artless comic.
Well, you can. It's called a novel and they're great.
Yeah.
For me, it's the writing is more important. I tend to follow writers.
Yes,
like,
me too.
Like, I'll be like,
if
you were to ask me my favorite people who make comics, I'm going to name five writers and two artists.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fair.
So I think the writing is usually more important to me, because even if the art is bad, you're basically left with a novel.
All right.
But if the writing is bad, then it's a picture book. I don't like picture books.
That's fair. Okay.
All right.
Tim, one of yours. Hit me.
All right. I am going to ask you to choose between the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
All right.
And Star Wars.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay. That's it. You're just throwing
it out. I think that there's more there. There's so many more characters. And the way that it's being handled, I like very much. Star Wars is, I love it, but we've already, out of the eight movies so far, three of them are not good. So, and I haven't seen a bad Marvel Cinematic Universe movie. Oh, there's 9 so far, I guess, technically with Rogue One. Yeah. So, yeah, still, though. Still, we're still, that's 1/3 of the Star Wars movies made so far are not good.
I'm going to say Star Wars.
Oh, a twist.
Because until, with an asterisk, the asterisk is, we'll see what happens now that Marvel has Fantastic Four.
Dun, dun, dun.
And all the Fox
and X-Men. And, yep. Yeah.
Tim?
Yeah, yeah. And the X-Men.
Well, I put this down because it's a tough call for me. I love them both. I think that the only reason that I would pick the Marvel Cinematic Universe is there's more to watch.
Yeah, agreed.
And much as I love Star Wars and much as it is part of us, a part of my soul, as evidenced by the fact that I just built a Sarlacc pit with my son this week out of Legos. But
I'm glad you added out of Legos.
Out of Legos, yeah, because building a Sarlacc pit
take
in
a while.
Basement.
Ground's frozen.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Marvel Cinematic Universe.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask a few rapid-fire questions.
Rapid-fire.
These are questions that are meant to be, you can only have one of these for the rest of your life, and you cannot have the other.
Okay.
All right? So the one you choose means you are saying you will never have the other one again.
Okay.
All right. Tim, movies or books?
Movies. I don't read enough books.
So you need to, all right. Nick, movies or books?
Movies.
All right. I'm going to go books, and I'll tell you why. It's because I can go anywhere with a book. Movies require equipment that requires electricity and other things, and a book does not.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. That's movies. My reason. You still go movies?
Yeah. I still go movies.
All right. All right. Stand-up comedy or sketch comedy?
Oh.
Now, think about things that are stand-up. And the stand-ups you love, but also sketch comedy you love. No, like, if you go with Dave Chappelle, no more Mr. Show, right? Like, I mean, that's the... I know.
I got into comedy through sketch. I got to pick sketch.
All right. I like it.
That's what I got to go with.
I like
it. Yeah, I think because of things of, like Kids in the Hall or White Kids, you know, or Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to say sketch.
I also am choosing sketch. We are in agreement.
Fuck you, stand-up comics.
That's
any
the agreement
stand-up
along.
Comics living and out there listening to Geeks Without God, you are done. We eliminated you from Earth.
Yeah, not
in
yeah.
favor
yeah.
of sketch
you know what?
Comedy.
You'll have to go find a job now that pays money.
I know this will come as a surprise to so many of you stand-up comedians, but you are not valued, and I'm sure your brain never tells you that. Because most of them have really good self-esteem.
Oh, super
all right.
High self-esteem.
One more rapid-fire question.
Okay.
Christmas or Halloween?
Oh!
Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween! Yeah! That's the agreement horn
Here's,
again.
You know why? You know why, though? Because, I mean, I really enjoy Christmas, but it lasts for fucking ever.
Yeah.
So exhausting.
And you got to deal with your fucking family.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what you do, you got to deal with your
There's
fucking
very
family.
Very few costumes on Christmas,
and,
I've found.
You know, it's like my fucking dining room is still filled with Christmas shit because we haven't finished cleaning that shit up yet.
Yeah.
It takes forever to set it up and
yep.
tear it down. And
so,
I don't know. Halloween's just much more compact.
Molly and my parents are both divorced, and her brother has a family now with kids. So, like, we get 4 to 5 Christmases,
yeah,
man.
I
that
mean,
shit
yeah.
is exhausting.
It is a lot of Christmases. All right, I'll save the rest of these for as we progress.
I need to say the Halloween parts of The Nightmare Before Christmas are better than the Christmas parts of The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Except for the song What's This? Because that is
a fucking awesome song.
Which has one of my favorite memes, which has Jack looking at the two things. It's like three panels, and it just says, "The fuck is this? The fuck is this? What the fuck is this?" And it just, every time I see it, it makes me laugh. All right, let's just, Nick?
Yeah.
I feel like it's time for another question from you. I'm
going to
slow the pace down a little bit. We're getting a little frantic.
Y'all are familiar with Avatar, The Last Airbender.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Avatar, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you could be a earth, air, Ooh. Water, or firebender,
Ooh.
Which would you be?
What would you bend? Now, are we saying what do we want to bend, or what do we think our personality would be, what would we be able to bend?
Both.
Style.
Both.
Okay.
A bit of both. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So my answer would be water.
Mm.
And the reason for that is because when I think about ways to die, drowning sounds like the worst.
Yes.
So,
agreed.
So, I mean, of everything that I can think of. So if I was a waterbender, I wouldn't have to worry about that. I feel as like much. I feel like that the odds would go way down.
That's good.
That I'd have to worry that's about good. That. So that's why I do waterbending.
I think I would be an earthbender, just because it I like to be outside. I've always felt like I always enjoy gardening. Like I've always liked the ground. Like I've always liked digging up the ground and just kind of in general like rocks. I like salt and things. That's all from the ground. I feel like I have a good affinity with the ground. So I would definitely be an earthbender, I think.
Yeah, I thought about that. But the thing is that for me, if I was an earthbender, I'd be like fucking up shit that was like millions of years old. Mm. And I couldn't do that.
That's
so
fair.
I'd be
a good
shitty
point.
Earthbender because I'd never want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would instead be yanking rare earth minerals from
you
the
would
ground.
Be.
And yeah, fuck the earth.
You'd be like,
Nicholas. Be like,
a waterbender.
A waterbender.
I live in Minnesota.
Oh yeah.
Great. I wouldn't have to plow.
That is a very good point.
I wouldn't have to water the lawn. Mm. I love swimming. I love mm-hmm. being in the water. I think that being able to whip snowballs around and control ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the other cool part about it. Your waterbenders can control snow and ice.
I will say with my luck, I would probably end up being an airbender because I hate the wind.
Yeah.
And that would probably be the thing where it's like, oh, good. Now I have to fucking be in the wind all the goddamn time.
If you're an airbender, you can fly. That's kind of cool.
Well,
and waterbenders can heal. So that'd be cool.
I got a small bladder. I feel like I'd be flying. And then I'd be like, either I piss all over everybody. Or I can't waterbend it away. So I got to like go back down to the ground, go find a bathroom, go to the bathroom. I mean, it just seems like a lot.
Also, if I was a waterbender, I could totally fix our broken ice machine.
Yeah, really? You would need to be a waterbender to fix that, though, yeah. I think.
That's what I mean. A waterbender. That's what I want to be. So
no, I'm saying, like, I don't think you could fix that just as a human.
No.
No, they're no. unfixable. You should
yeah,
just
they
throw,
really are.
Throw the whole thing away.
Burn it down,
food
except
too.
I can't.
Throw it
I'm
all.
Not a waterbender.
Throw, yeah.
I think none of us even contemplated fire.
You know, it just seems so dangerous to me. Like, I just, it just, it doesn't seem...
In a modern world, I don't feel like fire really serves a lot of useful purposes.
We're all performers, though.
Mm.
Fire would be amazing.
I read Firestarter very young, and I think it really imprinted on me because, like, don't burn Teddy. Teddy's a friend.
The advanced form of firebending is fucking lightning.
That's true.
That's dope.
Advanced. All right. All right. All right. Yeah. Tim,
yo.
Hit us with one of your questions.
Okay. I've got an interesting quandary for you.
Okay.
You must for the rest of your life forego either sandwiches or pizza.
Sandwiches.
Wait, do burgers count as sandwiches? What are
yes.
we? Is it so hot and cold sandwiches?
Yes, sandwiches or pizza.
Now, is a sandwich being defined as anything between two slices of bread?
Oh, God damn it.
Hold on. I'm just bagel sandwiches, like any, I mean, just if it could
yes.
be described as a sandwich.
If it's a sandwich,
ice cream,
a bagel
hot dog.
A bagel with cream cheese isn't a sandwich, though.
Well, it's something between two pieces of bread.
It's a bagel.
No, a bagel plain is a bagel. A bagel with cream
you
cheese
add cream
is a
cheese,
sandwich.
You got a sandwich.
Ooh. Okay, if I don't cut the bagel and I just smear the cream cheese on top, it's not a sandwich?
It's an open-faced sandwich.
Is toast with butter a sandwich?
No, butter doesn't count.
Okay, but cream cheese counts?
Cream cheese counts.
Fuck you.
I'm going to say...
I still say sandwiches. Pizza's I could eat. Pizza's the food I could eat anytime.
So you'd go, you're going without sandwiches.
I go without sandwiches.
Yeah. Man, pizza's, I mean, it's a fucking amazing food.
It's a hell of a drug.
It's a thing that you're like, hey, I don't know what else I can eat, but I can always have a pizza.
I want to say that I would go without pizza because sandwiches is such a broad category. I'd be giving up ice cream sandwiches. I'd be giving up, I mean, just all the different
types.
Bagels
with cream
cheese. Grilled
cheese.
By Tim's definitions, Molly, you wouldn't be able to eat New York-style pizza because when you fold it, it is.
That's not two slices of bread.
Doesn't
that's
matter.
One
it's
piece.
Open-faced.
That's dough.
Mm. Isn't pizza just an open-faced toast sandwich, Tim?
No, it's not. It's pizza.
I don't know.
Pizza is its own thing.
I guess I'm going to say I would go without pizza, even though the smell of it makes me insane, and I don't know what I would do. I would. Would your curse make me not like the pizza, or would I still crave it desperately?
I didn't. All I wrote down was sandwich versus pizza. I did not write down the rules.
Okay.
Calzones.
I'm gonna say the curse. See, that's not a sandwich. That's a tube food.
No, that's sandwich.
That's a hot tube food.
It's a hot pocket.
If calzone is a sandwich, then I can still have it. Oh, I found the loophole. I say pizza. All right.
No.
Nope, that's the agreement horn. All right, Tim, what do you say?
I say sandwich. I like pizza. I love pizza.
So you need it.
But I don't like tomato sauce much, so it is really I'm really.
So you're saying pizza?
About,
then you're giving up pizza?
Yeah, I'm giving up pizza. I'm sticking with the sandwiches.
I'm giving up sandwiches.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
yes.
not giving. Okay. Okay, I'm
and you're giving up pizza.
I'm giving up pizza. Yes, I would. I feel again with the it's similar with the book situation. Sandwiches are good on the go food, and yeah. All right.
When I find a pizza I like, I can eat like 3 or 4 large pizzas and just slam it down because it's delicious. But I'm super picky about my pizza. There's a lot more sandwiches I eat. So,
all right. So now I'm going to say, so this is specifically for outdoor activities, right? Outdoor activities, spring or fall?
Fall.
And tell me which outdoor activities is why you're choosing this.
I don't like any outdoor activities.
You don't say.
But fall is the superior season in
okay.
Everything.
Okay.
Spring is, I mean, A, allergies.
All right. Yeah, yeah. You do have spring allergies.
B, everything is wet and thawed and all the flooding is occurring and all that shit. Like spring is, everyone's hormones and shit are all fucked up with spring fever and all that jazz. Like fall is a calm, reliable. You can go for a nice walk outside, and it's quietish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fall.
All right.
The leaves.
The leaves are great outside. That's true. Okay.
Fuck spring.
I'm gonna go with spring, and not just to be contrarian, but to me, the difference is when you're talking about going out hiking, which is my favorite outdoor sport. If you're going in the fall. It's fall leaves, and those are lovely. But in the spring, it's wildflowers. And since I don't have allergies, I love the spring wildflowers.
Mm-hmm.
So because there's more color to the spring wildflowers, even than the fall leaves, which fall into sort of a goldish, reddish category, whereas the wildflowers are reds and purples and yellows
reds.
And all that stuff. So spring.
All right. I, too, am going to pick spring because I think that after winter, the riot of color that is that one day in spring where everything kind of explodes, and as Nick says, all the trees' hormones are going out of control. But I like that. I like it early spring so that Nick's allergies aren't killing him. But I do enjoy tulips and crocuses and daffodils so much. And I like when everything's really green and then we get that like foot of snow that we sometimes get that's gone the next day.
That's my favorite kind of snow.
All right. All right. So let's see here. Maybe one more. Hey, let's have another couple questions from you guys here. How about Nick?
Okay.
What should absolutely not be rebooted? If you could pick one thing that is never rebooted or remade or has a sequel made to it, what is the one thing that shall forever stand alone?
The Trump presidency.
Oh.
No sequel. No reboot.
But really, though. Yeah.
Oh, you mean like franchise.
Movie, that's
okay.
That's no fair. Then I'm just going to
sure
pick
if you
that,
was, yeah.
too.
Let's keep it to movies or TV shows.
Okay.
I never want them to make another Dark Tower movie. They fucked it up and it's done. I don't want right. to. I think they've
the
proven they can't.
The first one is good enough and
no,
they'll never be
No,
good.
I think they've proven they can't do it.
It's a masterwork.
No, God damn it, Nick. I think they've proven they can't do it.
Okay.
And so they cannot be trusted to do it.
They
I never
their
want.
Shot and they,
I will never trust it again. Yep. I don't want to see it again. Never
All right.
again.
For me, the movie that I, it's a movie and it's kind of obvious, but still, I would never want to see a remake of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Indiana Jones franchise at all, or just that movie?
I'm willing to see a new Indiana Jones movie, even a new Indiana Jones, but I don't ever want to see him try and make Raiders of the Lost Ark over again. It's already perfect. You don't need to fix it.
Sure.
And anything you do to it will make it worse.
Part of the question was sequelized, too, so
I'm willing to accept no more sequels.
All right.
If what I'm doing is freezing the things that I love the way they are, and the consequences, no more Indiana Jones movies, I can live with that.
Okay. All right. So Indiana Jones is Tim's. All right. What about you, Nick?
I feel like I never want them to reboot or sequelize my favorite movie, Taxi Driver.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That should just be its own thing. That doesn't need anything else. Doesn't need to be changed. Just let it fucking be. It's
a thing. What if it was a reboot where it's a lady taxi driver going after a male boy, like a boy whore?
Nope.
And she's going to clean up this city.
Nothing. But, but also the thing...
Why are you misogynist?
Also the thing that popped into my mind was, I really hope they never reboot the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Ah.
I really hope they only keep adding to it. I hope it never starts over, even with the new rights and stuff.
So,
but my answer is taxi driver.
Yeah, I mean, that question, though, I just have to dive a little. So you're willing to, like, say, a new Iron Man movie, which continues with the Iron Man story, but puts a new actor as Tony Stark?
As long as they don't ignore the existing canon... Like, if they, like, in the comics, Riri takes over as, she replaces Iron Man as Ironheart for a while.
Okay.
I'm okay with them replacing Tony Stark as Iron Man. Sure. Someone else can be Iron Man.
Miles Morales, Spider-Man.
Someone else can be Tony Stark. I mean, they already did it with Edward Norton, right?
Yeah, with Hulk, and they did it with
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, Don Cheadle. So they've recast.
Right.
And I
I'd prefer they don't do that. If they're going to change actors, maybe they should change characters,
but
too.
But someday Robert Downey Jr. is going to be 80, and he can't really be Tony Stark.
Right. Tony Stark should be retired.
But you don't want to see the Marvel's The Avengers, where they show the Avengers all coming together.
No.
And oh, let's get Thor. Oh, let's get Iron Man. No. Oh, let's unfreeze Cap. And because they've already done that.
Right.
Like, I like that.
All right.
I hope they add to that canon and never start it over.
Okay.
All right, Tim. All question? Right.
We are geeks without God, and therefore I feel that we need to have some sort of religious question. Therefore,
let's do it.
You will have to profess one religion for the rest of your life, and your choices are Catholicism and Islam.
Oh, man.
Which one do you pick, and why?
Catholicism, because it's the closest to paganism, and I would be a full-on Little Saints, you know, practically pagan Christian with all that stuff. Do I have to go to church? Do I have to be the full, like, how religious do I have to be?
I think you got to follow the rules. If you're Catholic, you got to go to church on Sunday. That's just the thing.
I think that I would.
Or Saturday afternoon. That's allowed.
I think I would do that. I would go Catholic just because. As much, I mean, and I hate that this is the case, but like if I wanted to stay in America or most of the European countries, being a Catholic would be easier than being a Muslim. And as a woman, as gross as it is, being a Catholic is still a little easier than being a Muslim, depending on the sect, I guess. I'm not sure which sect of Islam I would be following, but...
Yeah, I mean, Islam is a little more open. They've got a lot more sex. I mean, Catholicism is a sect of Christianity.
Right.
It's pretty locked.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna be contrary then. I say Islam because I think it would be awesome because hey, all right. So I don't eat pork.
You already don't. Yeah.
I have a beard.
You do have a beard.
That's like a third of the way there.
Yeah. Now you're not a big fan of getting down on the ground.
That's true.
And you'd have to do that five times a day.
Yeah,
but there's a rug. There's a mat. So it's not in the dirt.
I'm just saying it's the getting up and getting down part that's kind of a pain in the ass. Like, you know, like it's the.
But I think also as a person who sometimes enjoys being contrary or I this is maybe not the best term, but somewhat of an iconoclast at times.
Yeah.
I would like the idea of being fairly affable white middle class Muslim guy who people would be, but it would turn people's.
It'd be like, oh, that Muslim dude, he's okay.
Yeah,
but like it would be counter to people's mostly incorrect stereotypes of the religion, and I think bucking those stereotypes is usually a good thing.
I agree. I need to change my answer because I just when I made my hilarious joke about getting up and getting down, I just realized Catholics have to kneel.
They
a
do.
Lot, and my knees are I got old lady knees,
oh.
And I think that the Islamic, the prayer position is one that is much more comfortable for me.
Okay.
Because it's not putting all of my weight on my my kneecaps so much as it is like a comfortable yoga pose in that way. So I think I'm going to change my answer actually and go Islam now that I think about it.
Okay.
Just because of the kneeling, specifically the kneeling.
Yeah. And it all comes down to that.
Yeah, and the incense, because I don't think I could handle sitting in with the incense. That's a heavy thing. It makes me feel like I'm going to throw up.
Right. Okay, so, all right. Well, I'm going to have to pick Islam. because I already don't drink. So yep. it would be really easy.
That would be the hardest part for me. Yeah, that would be the hardest part. We'll just be bad Muslims.
See, and if I'm a Catholic, I've got to drink fucking wine.
But like, and every week, condoms. I mean, like, you don't have to be 100%.
I got to drink wine every week. You don't get grape juice in Catholic churches. Yep. You get fucking wine.
Yeah, you do.
But Islam, I don't have to drink any of that shit. So yeah, Islam for me.
We are all in agreement.
All right. I think we got
Islam, the one true religion.
And they say atheist. Atheists or Islamophobes. All right. I have one more that's a little more in depth.
All right.
Looney Tunes or Disney?
Oh.
Now, this is for the characters more specifically. And I will say that it's all things. So, like, whichever, this is an either or. So, whichever one you pick, you're going to have to, like, you'll never be able to really do anything with the other one. What I'd say. I know it's gonna be an easy one for Tim, I think, but
well, when you couch it that way.
If it's just
the characters. I mean, here's the tough thing. If we're talking cartoons, Looney Tunes have to, hands down. I don't think the Disney. I don't Mickey Mouse. I could give a fuck about Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck. I don't like the Disney cartoons, the classic Disney cartoons. I like the Disney movies. You know, the Beauty and the Beasts and the Aladdins and the Moanas. I like those movies, but I don't like, and I like the Pixar films, but Looney Tunes cartoons are fantastic. Yeah. But if we're talking the whole package, then we're talking like Disney World.
What if
Disneyland.
I say you can go to Disney World either way?
If I can go to Disney World either way, then I pick Looney Tunes.
Interesting. All right.
Does Disney include Disney properties?
No, it is. I would say it is we'll call it the OD, the original Disney.
So we're talking like Mickey Mouse crew versus Bugs Bunny crew.
Mickey Mouse crew, including all the princesses, Moana, anything that would be a Disney cartoon.
Original.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep. And I'll roll some of the, I think some of that Pixar stuff from back in the day before they were split is rolled in there too, you know,
Toy Story
for sure.
I think Looney Tunes because, like, Marvin the Martian and Wile E. Coyote and...
they may not have theme parks, but that shit's golden.
There's some fucking super surreal Daffy Duck cartoons.
Oh, my God, yes.
Then again, does DuckTales count?
DuckTales would be Looney Tunes, yeah.
DuckTales is Disney.
Oh, yeah, DuckTales is Disney. Excuse me.
I'm going to switch to Disney.
But Animaniacs is Looney Tunes.
It's true. Animaniacs is Looney Tunes. And that is coming back on Hulu.
Yeah, new season.
New Animaniacs.
Get out of town.
I'm not kidding. They just announced it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to watch that.
You wouldn't, Tim.
No. So.
It's.
No, you would because you went Looney Tunes.
I went Looney Tunes. Yeah. If I went Disney.
You wouldn't if you went Disney. Yeah.
But hey, here's the thing. I mean, if I can't do Buzz Lightyear, does that, and I can still go to Disney World, does that mean like I couldn't do Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin?
No, you can go on the rides. You just never get to watch their movies again or see the cartoons or any of that. Any new Disney movie that comes out, you don't get to watch it.
But not Marvel Star Wars.
But not Marvel or Star Wars.
Only animated, right? Not live action.
We'll say
action.
Only animated.
So if they do a live action Little Mermaid, I can watch that.
No, that's a live action version of the cartoon that you wouldn't be able to
God
watch.
God damn it, this is complicated.
If they did another Mary Poppins movie, would he be able to watch all the live action parts but not the animated parts?
That's correct. Yeah. In fact, it would be a Black Mirror thing. You just wouldn't be able to see it.
I'm still going with Looney Tunes.
I picked Disney still.
I'm gonna pick Disney. I don't want to say I don't like Looney Tunes cartoons because that's just not like unequivocally true, but they've never really been my thing. And I like some of them, but it's just never been my favorite. I love a lot of Disney cartoons and stuff. So
we all agree it's not fucking Hanna-Barbera.
Right?
Fuck those guys.
I want to end in a funny one here. So, all right, you have been, I don't know, like, we'll just, like, it's a Black Mirror style, like, you have to do one of these two things, and otherwise we're going to kill your family. We'll say it like that, right? Like, it's a horrible thing. Really? You got to do one of these two things, okay? One of them, the first one, is you have to streak, like walk, we'll say nude. You don't have to run, but you have to move completely naked, no shoes or anything, down Nicollet Mall, the length of Nicollet Mall.
Okay.
All
of downtown, basically. Down and back during a weekday lunchtime.
Are you going to get arrested?
You will not get arrested, we'll say. This is just part of it, all right? So you walk fully naked all the way down and back Nicollet Mall, or you just show your butt, but you have to do it for like 4 hours on national television.
But...
like a 4-hour special.
But
and you're naked, so we can see your balls. So I'm just saying, like, your balls are hanging down.
But so fucking funny.
And they know it's you. There's like there's a ticker under there with your name. Dude, everyone in the nation knows who you are. But at Nicollet Mall, like, they don't know necessarily.
It'd be such a meme. Like, people would be drawing on my ass and making like memes of it, and there'd be jokes about like my fat ass and all that shit. Like, that'd be funny.
I would streak down Nicollet Mall because not just the running, but I think I would have no problem with that because it's the anonymity thing. I think that's more of a for me.
I know people downtown.
I have a logistical question.
Okay, let's hear it.
If I'm streaking,
yes,
can I still wear shoes?
No, you're completely naked.
Then I got to do the butt because I could not walk.
Downtown barefoot?
No,
fucking gross.
I could not. Yeah. I literally can't walk barefoot.
So, okay, wear shoes.
My feet suck so bad.
So you can wear shoes. Yeah. I'll say that. You got a doctor's note. You can wear shoes.
Then I would streak.
You would streak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. Because
I get
4 hours.
My butt, right?
You have to wiggle your butt.
Yeah, that's great.
4 hours of my butt. Oh, my God. I couldn't handle that. But I can handle going for a walk naked.
Now, Nick, would your answer change if I said you had to wear a butt plug that looked like a nose? Or some kind of hilarious butt plug.
No, my answer would change, and I would be like, yes, a nose-shaped butt plug I'm in. All right.
No, that does not change.
It's not changing your answer.
It does not change.
That's
my
good
answer.
To know for later. All right.
That should be
all
funny.
Right. This
can
has
I,
been.
Can I change the nose out, Mr. Potato Head style?
I don't see how you couldn't.
I mean, like you know.
Yeah. You can have multiple. We'll do a Groucho Marx butt plug that makes your butt look like Groucho Marx.
Perfect.
All right. No, I still streak. I did just that doesn't bug me nearly as much.
This may come as a shock to you guys, but being naked doesn't really bother me. Yeah. All right. This has been another amazing session of geeky kind of sort of this or that debates about stuff.
This is the second time we've done this.
This is the second time.
In almost 300 episodes.
Yeah. It was good.
So
it
look
really
for
good.
The other one.
Okay. So, hey, Nick.
Yeah.
We have a new Patreon subscriber, don't we?
We do. We do indeed.
What the fuck?
That's amazing.
Over the holidays, Rebecca Hensler, she is going to get like a button and a sticker from us.
That's
soon.
Awesome.
She bumped us over 100.
I think she bumped us over 100.
That's exciting.
If not, it's at 97. Patreon does this weird thing where their billing cycles don't always line up, and they only do what your total is when you get billed.
Right.
So if we had a couple people drop off when they changed their billing thing and then came back, it might not have shown us as over 100 yet.
Yeah.
I have to wait until the next billing cycle.
The last I checked, it said 101.
Well, and if you didn't hear, there was for a while that Patreon was doing a thing where you were going to get like a service charge per subscription as opposed to overall. They have reversed that decision. So if you are listening and you were hesitant to subscribe to us and support us on Patreon, don't worry. That's all been fixed. And it looks like it's going to be, they realized that the onus for that, those payments and those fees should be on us, the creators, and not on you, the supporters.
And
so,
thanks, Patreon, for figuring that shit out.
We are happy for that.
Yeah.
So now it's time for five questions.
Five questions.
And
yeah,
today we have five questions from Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Hi, Geeks Without God. I love your show, but if you read these, please don't use my name. I'm asking you not to use my name because I'm worried it could hurt my career if it got out that I'm an atheist. Why worry about orbital teapots atheist? So by definition, I think we shouldn't waste any energy worrying about religion. Yet I know it could end badly for me if I was an out atheist, which means, ironically, I have to spend time worrying about religion. That is a catch-22 that really sucks, man. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
But now, this person, who I am not even going to disclose their gender.
Okay.
Just because I think that's
they
that's
are they.
Fair. Yep, they are they. They have questions and they have answered them. Who wants to ask a question?
Question number one.
All right.
What conspiracy theory do you find most interesting or compelling?
The Trump campaign conspired with the Russians. I refuse to capitalize Trump because he doesn't deserve proper noun status. This one isn't even far-fetched. I don't believe the dumb, arrogant, narcissistic, deranged, women abusing, greedy, rude, evil, double plus ungood cocksucker personally asked for their help, at least in a way that will get Republicans to impeach him. I do think these idiot kids did things that are illegal, and they will eventually get in trouble, which will lead to him to do something impeachable. Fingers crossed. Oh, so they don't think Trump himself conspired with Russia.
Would he get impeached if he pardoned his own children? Do you think that would? Well, I mean, it all depends.
If they flip
the House and Senate in this next election cycle, it's much more likely he'll get impeached.
So if it's what it comes down, I think they're trying to say is it doesn't part of it doesn't matter if Trump colluded with the Russians or not, even though collusion is the wrong term technically.
Mm-hmm.
If he knew that his kids or his campaign worked with the Russians, that alone makes him complicit and impeachable. Whether mm-hmm. or not he did it.
They
don't think he did.
They don't think he did, but
I disagree.
All right. Anonymous, what is your perfect 2-week vacation? Money is not a limiting factor, but physics is.
Europe. I so much want to take my wife to London, Paris, and Rome. 2 weeks is barely enough time just for those three cities, but I would finish by staying in a teensy-weensy city with a bed and breakfast and a pub. Take trains, walk everywhere, eat food we can't pronounce, and see famous stuff. Perfect.
Yeah, 2 weeks isn't enough for any of those cities, and yet. But I mean, if it's your first time in Europe, I would do all three of those.
Hey, my first time in London, I was there for 2.5 days. So I think it all depends on your time and what you want, what you do.
Yeah.
Question number three.
What's a movie or book that changed your life, and how or why?
Terminator. Okay, I'm going to try to imply how many exclamation points there are.
All right.
With my tone of voice.
We'll try to guess.
Terminator 2!
8.
That's right.
Wow.
Explosions! Arnold! A bad guy made of liquid metal! Special effects that still hold up! It was the first R-rated movie I was allowed to see in the theater as a kid. We went to the Willow Creek Theater as a kid, and I still love that place. I went with my best friend and our two dads, and they were totally shell-shocked when they came out, but we were ecstatic. It still holds up, and I can't wait to show it to my kids.
Terminator 2 is a fucking awesome action movie.
I had Terminator 2, the collectible movie cards, you know, that came in the pack with the gum and everything.
I read the Terminator 2 comics.
Me too!
Yeah.
My only response to that is, dun 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 dun. So then I have question number four. What is the geekiest thing you have ever done?
I have read all of the Harry Potter books out loud to my kids. We went on a Florida Disney trip, and I read the first one to them before we went to Universal Studios. Who knew there was a giant spoiler on top of Gringotts? Since then, I can't get them to read them without me. I must have a wonderful talent. I still can't get the hang of Hagrid, but Harry's voice is mine, obviously. That's great.
Question number five, the final question. What's your favorite hangover cure?
Oh my God, bed and more bed and ibuprofen and water and then bed. When I'm hungover, my stomach shuts down and I can't keep any food down for about 12 hours. The first time I got drunk as a moron 19-year-old in college, I went out drinking and I downed whatever shots the group I was with gave me. We eventually ended up at a diner and I ordered all of the things and ate exactly 2 bites. I made it to the bathroom, but I left a string of vomit puddles all the way back to my dorm. I woke up the next day and I thought I had the flu. My roommates had the good grace not to laugh at me. Oh, man, I could totally see them waking up and being like, guys, I'm sick. I've got the flu. And they're all like,
a bottle flu.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Anonymous. Great answers, Anonymous.
I'm just so excited to be hung over sometime. It sounds so fucking awesome.
We will get you hung over.
I don't want to be hung over. No, I've never had.
I feel like it's a thing you should experience.
No, it isn't. I don't have to experience being hung over.
If you ever change your mind, this is what I would do to get you hung over. When you're like, I think I'm going to go to bed, right? You're like, I think I'm ready to go to bed. I'd be like, cool. Do these 4 shots.
Then I'd be like, I will drink these 4 shots, and then I want a whole shit ton of water because I know I need water.
No water,
to not
then
be
you go to sleep.
No, that's not okay.
Some water,
not okay.
But it's not 4 shots; it's like 8 shots.
It's not okay.
Over the course of a half hour,
it's not okay.
You get to match them with water, and then you go to bed, and you'll be hungover.
Or we have you do like a shot of bourbon, a shot of tequila, a shot of gin, and then a shot of rum, and then you go to bed.
But I don't understand why this is pleasant. None of this sounds like...
Oh, it's
like,
not pleasant. It's a life experience.
But I don't need it. I don't need it. It's not a life experience that I need.
Character building, Tim.
I've got plenty of character.
I don't know. Thank you, everyone. This has been Geeks Without God. As always, you can write your answers to our 5 questions. We're running low. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm making vague threats. We might do something. But for real, if you ever wanted to hear your words read by my dulcet tones, then you should send your answers into 5 questions at geekswithoutgod.com. Also, rate us on iTunes. You're probably like, but I don't really care about that. Well, we do, and iTunes does, so you should do that. And I don't know. Comment on our Facebook page. If you don't follow us on Facebook, we post shit over there all the time. Sometimes it's pretty funny. Usually it's other people's stuff we found and we share, so that's how you know it's funny.
That's right. Yeah. Other people are funny.
Happy 2018. We hope you guys had a wonderful holiday break and New Year and everything. And remember, hashtag resist, stay strong, eyes open, and vote. Bye. It disagrees with its co-hosts, or it gets the horn again.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Need more Geeks Without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks Without God. Social media!
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Go Nerds!